that it was possible only to live in the moment.
That was Simon Van Boy. A Taste of Summer in America concludes tomorrow night at the same time when novelist Audrey Niffenegger celebrates Ice Cream. That's at 10:45 tomorrow night. And a good many past editions of the essay are available to listen again or to download. Just go to the Radio 3 website.
To complete the current season of Opera on Three, an archive performance of Wagner's Rienzi as part of our anniversary year of Wagner's work, Wagner 200. A 1976 BBC archive recording with John Mitchinson, Lois McDonnell and Lorna Haywood and the BBC Northern Symphony Orchestra and singers. A recording that came into existence following painstaking research by conductor Edward Downes and others, creating the most complete version of Rienzi ever heard. Saturday afternoon from 4 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
It's 11 o'clock this Thursday evening, and now we join Nick Luscombe for Late Junction.
Many thanks, Jonathan. In the mix tonight, we've got music recorded in Azerbaijan. We've got a Trojan classic from John Holt, a new track from the Memory Band, plus the Kronos Quartet. And we start with Bosque of Whiskey Barons with this Pura Candela. Bosk of Whiskey Barons featuring Jesus Pagan and sounding like a long-lost salsa release from the Fania label. But in fact, brand new music released on California's Ubiquity Records. And welcome along to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 till 12:30 tonight. Last night, many of you got in touch with your favourite Bjork song, which we played at the end of the programme. And we'll be doing something similar tonight, based around two more cover versions of tracks by The Human League and Radiohead. And more on that a little bit later. And next, music from Montreal's CFCF, a track from a new EP called Music for Objects, out on Monday. And it's a light-hearted look at everyday items featuring this, glass. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the background, Wisconsin-based husband and wife Joe Peking Lights with a new track called More High, created especially for LA's Dublab project. And before that, Berlin by Overnight by Max Richter, performed by violinist Daniel Hope from his new album Spheres. And we've been asking you to help us out here on 8 Junction by playing some cover versions on the show and asking you to get involved on Twitter and email. Tonight we've got new versions of music originally recorded by Radiohead and the Human League, and at the end of the show we'll play the most popular original version based on your tweets and emails. So coming up, we've got a new version of Radiohead's Reckoner, and before that, a reinterpretation of the Human League's Being Boiled by Dub Mentor featuring Noah Vax.
Thank you.
So two new and very different versions of great originals. The first of the two from Dub Mentor, a song composed by Sheffield musicians Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh with lyrics by Philip Oakey and recorded by them as The Human League. And that was Being Boiled, one of the first pieces of electronic pop music produced way back in June 1978, 35 years ago. And you just heard Metamorphic with the vocals of Kerry Andrew. The new album is called Coalescence and it features that version of Reckoner by Radiohead. So which original version would you like to hear at the end of the show, Radiohead or The Human League? Let us know via Twitter at BBC Radio 3 or on email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A beautiful piece of music now from Senegal's Ismaël Lo together with Marianne Faithfull, Without Blame.
Toutes les femmes sont des reines, but some are more regal than others. Some shatter a man's dreams by breaking away from their lovers. Cette chanson pour cette reine qui dit à son roi maintenant, I am gone, gone with the wind. A love that you would not defend with your life. You cannot befriend a witch is in your eye. I am gone, gone with the wind. I am gone in search of a new king.
Toutes les femmes sont des reines, sur terre, sur mer, neige ou désert. Derrière le voile des formes pleines, il y a le mystère des sirènes.
Burn the town, burn the back street bars, burn your boardwalk, basement trade. Feel the flame, feel the curve of the sword. Your living flesh reeks of compromise, babe. And in the face of barbarian hordes, an honest defeat is your only reward. The love that you would not defend with your life. You cannot be a friend now, which is in your eyes.
Mangi dem.
Gone with the wind,
my them
in search of a new king.
Woman who loves you, you may not live up to her dreams, which even a king cannot always do.
Voilà ce qu'a dit une reine à un roi bon vaincu sans haine. Elle est partie comme s'en va la mer quand la lune veut ça.
Thank you.
days were without distance, the nights without stars. And when you least expect it, the moon pays you a visit.
Thank you.
That's New Moon, taken from pianist Doug Kahn's Spirit of the New Land album, originally released in 1972, and now part of a whole series of recent reissues from the incredible Black Jazz record label. And before that, from their second album, Pepper Stars, Huddersfield four-piece Maya, playing all over the UK. During the summer, 5th of July, they're playing in Leeds at the Brundonald Social Club. Also, Village Green Fair, Burley in Wharfdale on the 13th of July. The Forum in Sheffield on the 14th, and they're playing in London at the Bedroom Bar on the 30th of July. And it's Nick Luscombe here on Late Junction. We're live, and thank you for your tweets so far as to which track to play at the end of the show, whether it's the Human League's Being Boiled or Reckoner by Radiohead to end the programme. A few tweets in so far. Paul O is saying that the Human League's Being Boiled was such a weird record at the time, and he's got a copy of the single with Circus of Death on the B-side. And also Laura Cole from Metamorphic suggesting Radiohead, but that doesn't count because they're one of the bands we played earlier. So nice try, but keep them coming in. And next up, music from Ethiopeaks, from Aya Lewin, Mesfin and Black Lion Band. This is Gadawal.
Ma dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The tree blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. Dream last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did a reggae, reggae, reggae last night. Last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae, reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in a wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do the reggae, 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 reggae last night.
John Holt, born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1947 and recorded his first single in 1963, aged just 16 with I Cried a Tear. And he was the person who really pursued that slower and more romantic style of reggae, a forerunner of the lovers rock subgenre. And two of his most well-known tracks, The Tide Is High, which was later covered by Blondie, and the one you just heard, Alibaba. Thanks for your tweets and your emails. Tweet at BBC Radio 3. Also email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Let us know if you want to hear Radiohead or that track by the Human League to end the show. I've got to say that the Human League is edging ahead slightly at the moment, so interesting. I wasn't expecting that. New music now from Chilean-born musician and producer known as Der Gurner from his forthcoming release on Eglo Records, Before It's Over.
I'm afraid there are too many things to see. Maybe we just go to somewhere with the skylight blue. Trust me, I want to go. Let's start with this one though. It's about your thing, my love. Next time I got more dough. Now let's go, we will see where it takes us tomorrow. The sun will shine everywhere you open your eyes anyways. Oh, before my short time is over, I wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do everything I've missed so far. Before my short time is over, I wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do everything I've missed so far. does make sense to chase the purple dream you had. It's something that you feel. How can this not be real? You'll fly this yellow dark. I will take care of that. No one can ever smash this picture that you have. Time flies too fast and we feel left behind. Let's leave and see the world before we go blind. Before my short time is over, I wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do everything I've missed so far. Oh, before my short time is over. Wanna do this, wanna do that, wanna do everything I've missed so far.
Push the beat, I hear it in my sleep.
That's Kronos Quartet from the Floodplain album released in 2009 and inspired by the idea that floodplains will experience new life after a catastrophe, just as cultures that undergo great difficulty will experience creative fertility. And a little taster of Flacco before that, taken from the reissued album The Mesectet, which refers to one of the two solar boats used by the sun god Ra to travel through the cycle of night and day and to carry the moon across the sky in Egyptian mythology. And this Saturday's Music Matters promises to be a fascinating listen. Susie Klein's been to Cairo in the middle of the current turmoil and finding out how Egypt is forging a new cultural identity. Music Matters at 12:15 this Saturday here on BBC Radio 3. Timo Andra's new album, Homestretch, is released later this month, and it includes the newly composed title track with two reinventions of works by his musical heroes, a Mozart concerto, and this with the Metropolis Ensemble and Andres himself on piano, paraphrase on themes of Brian Eno.
Thank you.
That's Timothy Andres and Metropolis Ensemble with Paraphrase on themes of Brian Eno. And coming up to end the show, a track from either the Human League or Radiohead. And you're listening to Late Junction with me, Nick Luskin. The Memory Band are back with a brand new album. It's called On the Chalk, Our Navigation of the Line of the Downs. And it's a musical tribute to a mythical ancient pathway crossing southern England. This is I See a Cuckoo.
Yar gözden saldım beni. evler yıkan gözüme. Gitme, gitme. Yine sürme, çekmişsin.
Very nice. The last of this week's tracks recorded in Azerbaijan by the World Roots team for Late Junction. That was Get My, Get My by Sayed Rustamo. And don't forget, full track listings and artist details are on the website. Just go to the BBC Radio 3 homepage and follow the links. And while you're online, do check out the World Roots prom on the 22nd of August, featuring World Roots Academy singer, 18-year-old Baku-born Fidan Hajiyeva. And also on the bill, the desert blues of Tinari Wen from northern Mali and the central Malian singer and Ngoni player, Basaku Kouyaté. Well, just time for one last track, and many thanks for listening to me, Late Junction. Nick Luscombe here on Late Junction. I'll be back again next week. And meanwhile, here's the track that got the most tweets and emails. And as Sue says on email, the Human League, please. It's the right time of day for Electric Dreams.
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Music for piano and a quartet of strings to open tonight. It's a concert the Fauré Piano Quartet gave at the 2012 Traunstein Summer Concert Series in Germany. A gathering of pop music arrangements for the players here separate two Czech piano quartets, one by Dvořák and, first of all, one by his pupil and son-in-law-to-be, Josef Suk. In fact, this Suk quartet was an assignment from Dvořák, who was so impressed he selected it for the Graduation Awards concert in 1891. And although Suk had written a good many other works by this time, he felt this was the true Suk and promptly numbered it his Opus 1.